Football Club is a new Czech language quarterly that delivers long-form articles on various aspects of domestic and international soccer culture and history. Inspired by similar titles around Europe, such as the UK's The Blizzard, it was created by Karel Hering, a well-known football writer, and Czech radio journalist Jan Kaliba. In his introduction to the first edition of Football Club, Hering recalls that when he was at the newspaper Sport, the target readers were, and I quote, factory workers rather than university graduates. So I asked him, is the new journal aimed at intellectuals?
I don't want to say it's just for intellectuals. It sounds like a little bit arrogant. We want to have readers from all groups, but it's true that the length of the articles is definitely something new here in Czech Republic, because the trend of the last years, you can see in papers, the articles are shorter, getting shorter. The articles on websites are even briefer. So we think there is a, let's say, hole or gap on the market. We don't know how many people will be interested in, but we think it's something what you couldn't find here. So this is the reason why we started to do it.
Why did you go for the English name Football Club?
Oh, it's a long story, because I have to say it wasn't easy to find the name of the magazine, which shouldn't be, let's say, too stupid or something like that. We had many ideas. The first, we tried one word. We started to think about chilena, what is a kind of goal in Spanish, golazo, term for very wonderful goals, but we found it too far for Czech readers.
Also, and the name Panenka was taken by
Spanish magazine. Definitely. This is absolutely fantastic name for magazine. Very simple, very easy, but it's a word which all the world know, thanks to the penalty, the famous penalty. And one morning, I think it was Sunday morning, I remember that when I was young, I really liked the names of football club, because it was some sound of western part of Europe. And I said to myself, yeah, it's simple. You can use it in English, but all the people in the football will understand what it means.
You also talk about trying to kind of foster a football culture in the Czech Republic. What kind of football culture exists here now?
I'm a little bit pessimistic about Czech football culture. I don't talk now about problems of Czech FA and other things like this. But I mean, when I think about supporter cultures, what I miss here in the Czech Republic, we don't have a real passion for football. If I compare it, England and other countries, Germany, of course, Spain, we talk about football, we can criticize, we are fans who talk in the pubs, but who don't show the passion for the clubs, for the national team, as supporters in other countries.
Several well-known Czech journalists are known for supporting usually English Premier League clubs, like Eric Tabary supports Chelsea, yeah. And Jindřich Šidlo, who writes in Football Club, supports Arsenal. But in general, I have a sense that many Czech intellectuals look down on sport, all sport, in a way that doesn't happen in the West. Do you think that's true, that a lot of Czech intellectuals just think sport is something kind of primitive?
Yeah, I have the same feeling. You mentioned a few names, very well-known names. What I really find interesting here, if I compare it in England, let's say, because I read English papers every day, so in magazines, I have some knowledge about it. In Czech Republic, you have to be careful if you want to say, I support this club. Of course, journalists can't openly support it. But if you don't support any club, you are not a football fan. I love Premier League. Of course, I have one club which I prefer or support most. So, but here in Czech Republic, you try to hide it because someone can criticize you. You support Liverpool and you are writing about Manchester United and you don't like Manchester United. But back to your question, yeah, there's only very few journalists, not only football journalists, who write about football. There are a few celebrities, actors, like Ladislav Hampl, who openly support Slovan Liberec. And it's nice, it's interesting. Yeah? So I think it should be better here.
Is there a tradition of football fanzines in the Czech Republic? I guess they were big in the UK like 20, 25 years ago. Now maybe it's all moved online with, for example, Ars Blog and so on. But was there or has there been a tradition of fanzines here?
I would have to return to the passion of Czech football fans. I can't say I have looked through if there are some fanzine of fans, but I don't think it would be something like, I remember when I was at Anfield Road, you can buy official magazine before the match, but there are also standing guys with their own magazine shouting and selling, so it's nice for me, but I don't think there is a culture here in Czech Republic of this.
Tell us about the image on the cover of Football Club. It looks like a classic team from, I don't know, the end of the 19th century, guys in caps and heavy-looking hooped shirts.
We thought about the cover because it was our very first issue, so we wanted to start with the first ever 11 here in Czech Republic. The picture is from 1889, I think. It was first official 11, football 11, at Castle Loučeň. The guy who founded it was son of the owner of the castle, and he came back from Cambridge. So he
some kind of aristocrat.
Yeah. So he started to play with other guys football, and it was first official 11. So we wanted to start with first number with this picture, and I like the dog on the picture. It's very funny.
In the first edition, also you have the diary of Josef Štěbrání, a member of the Czechoslovak team who reached the final at the World Cup in 1962. Will history be a regular part of Football Club?
Definitely. This is also what I think. There is no culture, there is no space, there is no interest about history. Not only Czech or Czechoslovakian history, also in football generally. And I think when I read articles in 442 in Blizzard, I found it very, very interesting. And you can find a lot of topics there. This is one of our main targets. I don't want to say we want to educate readers, but we want to bring or to offer articles which can really help readers to find new information.
Football Club is something between a magazine and a book, I guess. It's sold not in newsagents, but in the sports sections of bookshops. Has it been hard to kind of explain to either bookshops or potential readers what it is?
Of course, it's strange because people here are used to read typical magazine with colored paper, colored pictures. This is something really new. So we have very short experience to make some statement on the results. We don't know yet how many copies have been sold so far in bookshops. We know only the number of subscriptions. So we are waiting for first numbers. The main target now is to get the magazine to as many people as possible.
I get the impression you have articles in Football Club by writers from other European magazines. I get the impression there's a kind of European network of journalists like you who write for The Blizzard or in Scotland Nutmeg or Panenka in Spain.
I think there is nice solidarity of journalists from Europe, and we hope we can, in next issues, we want to ask journalists from South America, from Africa. I worked for sport for 16 years, so I had some contacts with journalists. Let's say Ben Littleton is a very good English independent journalist, and in past I cooperated with him, and then I asked him for one article. So in issue 2 we will have very very nice article from him about art of management. But generally, when we ask the journalists like Ivan Zhitkov from Russia, he was thrilled by the idea, and he didn't ask for payment. So it was, and he was happy to contribute to our very first issue. So I think there is nice solidarity among journalists.
Maybe this is slightly off the point, but are there any decent Czech football podcasts?
There is one definitely in Czech TV. Guys from Czech TV, they. Do podcast, and I think it's very interesting. Every week they have interesting guests like Jaromír Bosák and other journalists. If we are first with Football Club, with Quarterly Magazine, I think they are among the first with a podcast, because there is also very short or very small history of podcast here.
I wanted to ask you also, you've been a football journalist for many years. What have been your standout experiences as a reporter on football?
Many, many experiences. Of course, all the World Cups in Brazil, it was probably the top highlight, because there is only Another country which I would like to have visited with for World Cup, it's England, where football was born. So Brazil was definitely top. I liked all the World Cups, all the Euros. My every visit, I used to go to England every December when Czech football, Czech league finished autumn part. I went to England to interview Peter Cech, Tomáš Rosický, but for me it was very refreshing. It was like a holiday for me, because then when I came to London, to England, I realized that the work of football journalism, that it was to be football journalism, because sometimes I doubt it here, because journalists generally, or football journalists, they don't have a very good reputation. And when I was in England, it was very motivating for me.
And was it not then difficult for you to come back from, I don't know, Stamford Bridge and go to watch Mladá Boleslav against, I don't know, Liberec or somebody?
Definitely, it's a big difference. But for me, as I said, for me it was motivating factor to do more or in different way, but in Czech condition, in terms of Czech conditions.
What about club games? Is there any one club game that stands in your memory as an amazing experience?
Yeah, there is one. It's not involving Czech teams, but I remember the Champions League semi-final in 2005, Liverpool against Chelsea.
Was that the ghost goal?
Ghost
game?
Goal, yeah, exactly. And I remember, because Anfield Road is old stadium with small press box, so we had to sit among fans. Every time when I speak to someone about the game, I have goosebumps. And I remember after the game, the atmosphere was so electric and so emotional. There was one guy who, when we left the stadium, so we didn't know each other, but he hugged me for 5 seconds. So it was really emotional. And if I have to say one game, this is the one.
And that was definitely a goal, right?
I think so.